the book Hebrews, part 286. I'm Professor Hannes Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also International. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book What is Your God's Name, which is also the handbook for the study that we are currently busy with. You can contact me, I have it available. It's a five book, nearly 500 pages plus information that will make you think again about which we were taught for so many years. Should you be interested, you can contact me at my website number. South Africa code is +27, or not website, WhatsApp, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure you have, please have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a wonderful privilege just to sit together and study the Word as it is written. Today we are living in a time, where for more than 600 years after the creation of Protestantism, so many things were changed by reviewing and reviewing and reviewing different Bibles. And that's why we also need the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us in all truth and righteousness. Now it says here, now we need also to read between the lines. This is one of the first things that I teach my students. When you read Bible, read between the lines. If you can read between the lines, you will pick up things that is not even said, which should have been said. So with other words, reading which is written letter by letter, not even word by word, you will suddenly come to the experience to understand that certain things could have not happened. And it sounds sometimes like the Bible is contradicting itself. And it's not the Bible that's contradicting itself. It's the way that the Bible was revealed and revealed and revealed. Hebrews 11 verse 9. He says, by faith, he, that is Abram, sojourned in the land of promise, as in strange country. So Abram journeyed in the land of promise, as in a strange country. But I don't see Father Abram taking possession of the land of promise. It only happens hundreds of years later. But it is written as if it did happen. And this is what creates a lot of confusion. Who saw the promised land? Was it Moses? Of course it was. Did Moses enter the promised land? No, he didn't. He died on the mountain. Did Abram enter that promised land? No. So which promised land did Abram enter? You see, that's why we must read between the lines. Otherwise, Satan can create the idea that the Bible is contradicting itself, where it is not. By faith, he, Abram, sojourned in a land of promise, in the spirit, in his mind. And this is what faith is. If you read the first two words, by faith, he didn't say Abram journeyed. By faith. By faith, we today in 2026 believe in the resurrection blood of Yahushua. Have we seen him? Today there is a lot of rubbish on the internet that even states that there was not even a person like Yahushua. It's an imaginary somebody that was created later years by the Jews. But by faith, we are prepared to die for the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Have we seen him? No. He makes a promise of us living in a house without foundations. In the house of my father there are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you. Have we seen it? No. Why do we believe it? Through faith. And this is how this starts. Hebrews 11:9. By faith. He doesn't say he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country. But because we don't read by faith, we see it, we read it, but it doesn't penetrate. I will discuss this verse with pastors and theologians and reverends and priests, and they won't even see the two words by faith and know what it means. It means he did not enter a land, and the promised land. He didn't enter. But when he speaks about it, when he teaches about it, he talks as if he has been there already, by faith. What is faith? It's believing in something that we have not seen. The substance unseen. But believe it. But now you actually learned a lot of things tonight by just understanding the first two words, by faith. And as we're going to continue in this scripture of Hebrews 11, we're going to see these words, by faith. And every time when I see these words, by faith, it must come out, it must suddenly shine right like red lights, which says, take special precaution, take special notice. By faith he journeyed in the land of promise as in a strange country. He didn't say he was in a strange country, as in a as is. Imaginary. Dreaming and thinking and living. Functioning in the promise of Yahweh by faith. Today for us, we as Yahwehs, we have a whole Bible full of examples to teach and lead us of people that live in faith. And we're going to see it later on. But Father Abram didn't have it. all he had was a promise. And he lived in that promise as if he could see the land that overflows with milk and honey. As if he was already living there with Isaac and Jacob. Because when you read the next portion here, it's going to be very amazed. Let's read it. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob. Abram, did he dwell in tabernacles? Did he had a Ark of the Covenant? No. Was he a high priest? No. So who would have done the sacrificial offerings? He didn't need a tabernacle. What was the reason for a tabernacle? Come on, give me the information. According to the Bible in the Old Testament, what was the necessity for a tabernacle? And where did it occur? It occurred in the lifetime of Moses. After Yahweh gave him the instructions how the tabernacle should be put together and built, the sizes, what material. And the tabernacle was the object through which the Ark of the Covenant was the object. The Ark of the Covenant was the object through which Father Yahweh would have manifested himself in the presence of the high priest once a year. Abram didn't have the Ark of the Covenant. Abram didn't have a tabernacle. He walked in faith. He spoke to Yahweh wherever he came. But when we find that Apostle Paul is writing about the faith, and by faith, he writes as if Abram already lived in tabernacles. He didn't live in a tabernacle. Yahweh gave Moses the instructions how a tabernacle should look and be put together. From what materials did it have to consist? How many chambers there should have been? What was necessary to be in every chamber, compartment of the tabernacle? And a tabernacle is not a temple. And for what reason was it a necessity for a tabernacle? Well, it was a place for the Ark of the Covenant to be put in, which was called the holiest of all holiest, or most holiest. There were two cherubs. Did Abram have two cherubs? No. Did he have the Ark of the Covenant? No. Did he have the tabernacle? No. But he says that Isaac and Jacob lived in tabernacles. Listen. By faith, Abram, sojourned in the land of promise. He wasn't near the land of promise. Abram didn't see the land of promise. Isaac didn't see the land of promise. Jacob didn't see the land of promise. Jacob's sons went in bondage under Egyptian slavery for 430 years. Well, 430 years. And then they went through the desert for another 40 years. Where in that period, Yahweh gave them the 613 laws to Moses, to teach unto the Israelites, which Isaac didn't have, and Jacob didn't have, and Abram didn't have. And I'm not giving you this information to confuse you. I am giving you this information for you to realize with what faith, in what type of faith, that Abram walked with Yahweh. Now, I'm not gonna stop with the, what let me say. I haven't concluded the scripture. We need to deal on this tomorrow morning as well. But I would like you to take Hebrews 11, 9, 10, and 11, 12. Go and read it continuously. And see with the information that you have now, if you can pick up certain things for yourself, which were the church taught us how to read the Bible and how to believe the Bible, not understanding how to read between lines and verses. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's Yahweh's will, Maranatha, Yahweh's coming back again. Hallelujah.